Hey, world, what's up? World, my small little community of listeners, what is up? It is your girl Q. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for taking so long to, record another podcast, I guess. You know, one of my podcasts, I did say, you know, I was going to have some type of guest from Atlanta here, or a resident of Atlanta with some type of trade, skill, or I don't know, talent that I would love to go ahead and interview, and they be part of the gay community of some sort. But I haven't yet, per se. I mean, I definitely have met people, but I don't know. Still working on that. I definitely want to do it because I know I love making these podcasts for everyone. Not for everyone, but, you know, for those who do listen. But it's been a minute. I've still getting settled in here in Atlanta and trying to make the best of it, making sure that I don't do anything crazy or, you know, enjoy myself to the point where I don't feel like I have to go back to Indianapolis or hell, even any other state at that rate. But, you know, I was trying to get to Florida or Texas. But, you know, I'm trying to see what keeps me here in Atlanta. And I definitely do want to, you know, I do hope and wish and pray that I stay here for some time and really make my mark here in this fine, hot-ass state. Speaking of hot, it just cooled down as of yesterday, October 5th. It cooled down. Like, boy, talk about, I've never craved fall so hard because, you know, anyway. But what's everyone been up to? Obviously, this is not a two-way podcast, but, you know, I still care somewhat don't. No, I'm just kidding. I do care. I have some notes to talk about some things, but not much at all. I actually need to start listening to other people's podcasts because I really don't know what the hell I be doing. But I be like, y'all mad cool for listening. You feel me? I swear I haven't been drinking. I literally woke up from a nap and I feel good. I was like, well, let's go ahead and do this. You know what I'm saying? So let's get right to it then. Yo. Okay. So, I definitely made some notes. I definitely want to talk about, like, just moving to Atlanta. Why I want to move to Atlanta. I don't even know what I talked about in my last podcast, but I was, you know, after being here for almost 6 months now, I'm like, why did you move to Atlanta, Quinaya? I get that question asked all the time. You know, some people who live here are like, this city isn't that great, but also it's like, you know, whatever. That'll always come from people who typically live in that city. Not always, but you know what I'm saying. But, you know, I did come down here to see more melanin. In all different types of roles. And more so the roles of, like, leadership and definitely working roles. Successful roles and just so on and so forth. But positive melanin action. That sounds like something that I would not ever put in Google. Positive melanin action. Now I want to put it in. No, so I definitely have seen that. I've seen everything, like, from the bottom, not to the top, but definitely to the bottom, to the middle, semi-top. And I guess I feel like when you're here in this state, in this city, I mean, you can definitely get sucked into different things. And when I got here, I felt like I couldn't find my, what's the word I'm looking for here? My flow of people, you know, like, ooh, who's going to be my creatives? Like, who am I going to actually come down here and, like, vibe and rock with? Thankfully, I have found some of those people, and I have, like, been able to, I do art, you know. The art and the podcast are my favorite things to do, like, what's it called, hobby-wise, but, you know, I have a friend reach out to me, like, ask me to do, or tell me, suggest for me to do an art show, and, you know, I was like, well, hell, why not, let me go ahead and do it. So this, like, gave me a good challenge, and to actually make art, and in time for the show, so I wouldn't come up empty-handed, right? And so that was a really nice experience. And from there, you know, obviously there's other things blossoming from that opportunity I had. So that's one thing I'm learning. You know, coming down here is always making sure to jump at every opportunity and chance very, very quick. That, you know, because when I was in Indy, you know, I definitely kept things pretty, like, safe and not in a box per se, but just, like, Indy didn't have as much to offer, but, you know, whatever. Oh, also the song playing right now, I don't know if he can even hear it. It's Gallant. The song is Talking to Myself. I'm playing on Google Play Music. Yeah, so that's that. But I don't know if he can even hear it. Sorry. Yeah, since I've been here, so I moved down here, moved into a house with a gentleman, and he had me and this other chick, this 21-year-old girl, move in. He has some extra bedrooms. And so that honestly was the girl. Like, the girl, she was 21, but like basic home training details were not like, no, it was bad. Like, because the gentleman I live with, he's pretty, you know, what's the word, you know, clean, tidy, so on and so forth. But this chick was like the complete opposite. And it was hard to deal with her. At one point in time, she just stopped talking to me, because I'm not typically the type of person who, what's the word I'm looking for here, bites my tongue at, you know, especially if things are, you know, intruding in my personal space or things of that nature. I have to say something because I'm now uncomfortable. So that happened, and I'm not even gonna go into detail, because honestly, I've come to peace with that. You know, she's moved out. She moved out a month early, which is interesting. She moved out a month early. So, like, I've come to peace with it, kept it moving, but it definitely put me in a space where, like, do I like roommates? I definitely love living with, like, family. And I have yet to live with a friend. I would like to try and live with a friend, but in this case, these are two strangers. When I dip out of here, he won't be a stranger anymore. He'll definitely, I feel like, will be in the friend category. But boy, I am so ready to just, like, you know, have my little space back with my kitten and or kittens. And I'll be cat sitting for anyone. No, I'm just kidding. No, I definitely want my cat back. I don't know who listens to my podcast, but I had a cat about a year and a half, 2 years ago, maybe. His name was Osiris, and that was my ace boom coon, bruh. Nah, I do miss him. I miss just, like, cats bring so much, like, they bring a peace and a calm to you. They're just dope. If they're not dope, then they're just reflecting your energy, my dude. There's that, period. No, but yeah. Anywho, speaking of Atlanta again, oh my God, the drivers here in this city, honey child, wow. I had a friend tell me, she was like, well, she's from the South, but she was, it's, I think she said, she either said, I think it's harder to drive, or she said, it is harder to drive in LA than it is in Atlanta. And I was like, no, ma'am, pam. It is not. LA's big, but it's not crazy. Like, it's the drivers here in Atlanta who, I feel like, personally, they give me anxiety, because I feel like they are, I won't say angry, but I don't know, just like there's body language, there's car driving language. And I feel like if you're not giving someone, you know, how I want to say this, you're not giving someone a car length or two cars length between you two, then why do you want a possible accident to happen? You got that, and you got people just speeding instead of just going forward. Like, there can be traffic. If you've never seen anyone speed in traffic, come to Atlanta, because it happens. Like, how do people do it? I don't know. But I just tell you what, I have the highest anxiety, bruh. And so also, man, I came here, and there's this exit called Gresham. I don't know. Anywho, but it basically is like, it's an exit right at a bridge. And so, like, if I'm looking to my left and about to get off, I can't see the cars that are coming over the bridge, because it's a hump. But when they do come up, I'm like, oh, they're coming at a fast pace, so let me stop. But the car behind me was like, oh, you already going, so I'm gonna go too. So I get hit, like, tapped. I got that doesn't make any sense. I do not feel this song. Well, not right this moment, I don't. It could be a good one. Ooh, girl, by the internet, ow. Always a mood. Anyway, they hit me. Like, so one hit me on Monday, and then, like, the next following Monday, I got hit again by someone. And I was like, what is going on? But luckily, the last dude, he got his car. He was trying to help me, you know, have the bumper. Okay, that's too loud. Oh, shit. Wrong way. Bumper, like, hinge it back onto the rest of the car. The bumper didn't come all the way out, but it was still, like, questionable. It was really dope, though. But I haven't gotten hit since then. I haven't hit anyone. But it just feels like this city is so prone to accidents. You will not... There won't be a day you go on that freeway, highway, expressway, whatever you call it, interstate, and there's not an accident that has occurred any time of the day, period. What am I saying, though? But yeah, there's so much. I mean, like, even to the point where people will not stop when there's an emergency on the street, there's a fire truck or police, they will not get over to one side of the road, typically the right side, right? They'll, like, I don't know if people feel entitled, but they won't stop. They'll barely slow down sometimes, and the emergency vehicle has to, like, weave through them. And I'm like, you really are that worried about losing your spot in line? I mean, in the road that you want to, man, I don't know. But I've been talking about Atlanta for 9 minutes, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. They don't know of your worth. I can sing. Hold on. Wait. Not really. Hold on. Tell them you're my girl. Tell them you're my girl. Okay. Boy. So, you know, I'm still single. Oh, I had a birthday. Oh, jeez. I turned 29 on September 11th of 2019. Man, I had a good time. I was treated. Oh, why did the music stop? Oh. Maybe there's something wrong with the internet. I can't talk. But not the band internet. I'm talking about the Wi-Fi. Why do I think I'm funny? That wasn't even... Anyway. Oh, hello. Okay, so... I was supposed to sleep until 4, but it's 3:44, and I was like, well, I woke up at 3 or 2 something, and I was like, I can't go back to sleep, so let me make a podcast. Ah, something's wrong with the, what is this called? The Wi-Fi. The music stopped. Anyway, my birthday, I'm 29. I'm my final year of my 20s, and bless it. Bless this, the body, the capsule of this soul. Oh my geez, we're trying to make it, but I'm feeling a little bit older. I know it's all a mindset, but sheeshas. But all I know is that I want to have things right by the time I am 30. Like, I don't know if anyone else is okay. This song is really bugging me out. Yeah, it might be the Wi-Fi. Anyway, and all my 29 clubbers, 25 plus. Up until 29 clubbers, like, the issue's real. It's real out here in these streets. But, you know, got a lot of goals and stuff. I don't know. I need to write those down, actually, and make it happen, Kevin. But anywho, I'm 29. I am single. I'm a single as something else that rhymes with single, but not Pringle, because I say that all the time. And by all the time, I mean I'm about to be single come February 2020. For 3 years. What the bloody hell? Bloody hell, Harry. Bloody hell. It makes me, like, I wouldn't call myself ugly. I could definitely be unattractive. I don't think I'm ugly. But I just feel like my personality or something's off. And it's crazy because it's like, I shouldn't be focusing on relationships that much. But also, it's like, one thing I've realized about everything, period, about dating is make sure you have you together before you present yourself to someone else. And that's one thing for here. Like, I've come here and I'm definitely not, like, where I feel like I should be at this moment, because I'm very impatient. I'm like, 6 months? I should have this, and all the billions, and all the statuses, and all the cars, clothes, the hoes. No, I'm just kidding. No, but, like, I've needed this time to develop and to, you know, push through this, make sure my reward is a reward that continues to give and give and give. But I'm not there yet. But it's also like, yeah, I would love to date and stuff. There's like a lot of awesome people, humans out here that ready for love. Yeah, I'm glad the music came back on because I am not about to sing that song. No, but it's crazy though. But I feel like I've had some potential people that I've talked to. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I suck at this and that. I just have to focus on that and this because I'm not going to get to where that is over there that I'm wanting to go. But I would love if you just stuck around and understood. But it's also like, damn, nobody wants to go through the struggle with you. Well, some people do and they'll understand, but you never know. But I guess I can say my love life is not inexistent. That's not the right word. Okay, I'm turning this song. Unexistent? What word is it? Inexistent. Anywho, it's just something that nothing set in stone at this time. All I can say is I like. I'm liking, and I'm very, very open to loving. So yeah, but something else that I found out is like, I know it's like, oh, you're almost 30Q, you should already know this, but you should definitely know what you want from a person or from a relationship or whatever before you get in it, or at least like towards the beginning, so you can tell your partner or the person your potential, like, hey, this is actually what I like and who I want and what I want in total, like, for the most part. You know, a jagged edge, a blueprint, you know, here's it, like, see if it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? So, because you just don't want to, like, be out here, not waste people's time, but, like, just knowing, like, what it is that we're investing in. I feel like when you invest in something or someone, it has a good return, you know, it's a positive thing. So, be considerate of others and make sure to do that thing. Another thing I want to talk about is closure. I say that because it was like, I've done this and others have done this to me, and in return, I mean, it's all been like mostly bad, but like I got out here and I got on Tinder and boy, that was a lot to keep up with. You know, it's not a scarce city. I said scarce, then I said city, then I said scarcity, which is like literally the same thing. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Scarcity of women. Scarce city. Wow. Anyway, of women here, it's like, so I was trying to keep up with everyone. Next, you know, I'm falling off on talking to people, and then people are falling off talking to me, people that I actually liked. And so I'm like, are they doing the same thing I'm doing? Because I basically couldn't text everyone at the same time. I was really like over that, and then some people just bad texters, and then people want to meet up, and I'm like, what do you want to do exactly? And they're like, well, I want to do this, and I'm like, that costs money, and there's none in my pocket to give out, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the song is. I mean, it's okay. Oh, Dram, I love it, featuring Sunny and Gabe. Who is it? Yo, Dram is the funniest looking nigga, swear. But like in the best way, like, he's such a big mouth. Anyway, sheesh, what am I talking about? Oh, closure. So it's just like sometimes it sucks when you don't hear back from a person, and next you know, you're like, let me go ahead and delete this text thread, and I guess delete their name in my phone. But I don't really delete names in my phone. I know some people like will delete names in their phone but not delete the thread. They're like, I want this information. I'm just like, I've like, out of the time I've had my iPhone or any phone, like, which is a long time, because I'm 29, right? I've only gone back to the top of like 5 text threads ever, like tap to the top or scroll to the top. I do not have the energy to do that. So yeah, no ma'am, pam. So anyway, so quick story about some closure that I received. Thank God. It was weird. So I have an ex who I was like, we dated for a hot second. Anyway, it was a CPT second. What? Anyway, well, we were friends after we dated. After things ended, we were just like friends, cool in it. It seemed not it seemed genuine. And it felt genuine. It was just good stuff. And she started talking to someone else, and I was like all for it, you know, definitely here for the happiness. And everything. But at the same time, anyone can relate to this. Like, what do you do when you're friends with your ex and but you have a new person come in? Like, what exactly is that? You have to kind of coordinate it with how everything is and how everyone is. And so you know, they're getting closer and she's visiting and everything. So I met the girl, the new girlfriend, at one point. But I've only met her once, and it was really it wasn't a meet, like I would say. But I was like lifted out of my body type of gone. And so when I seen her, I was surprised, because it wasn't like a, hey, here, this is time to meet up. It was more like, oh, boom, here's this nigga. And I was like, whoa. So I was like, whoa. I know I said whoa twice, but I really was like, whoa. Hey there. Hi. I don't know if we shook hands. I can't remember, but I just know being like, had been drinking or something that night. And so since then, like, her and I, me and my ex, we kind of chatted, everything. It was cool. But when I moved to Atlanta, like, I didn't hear from her in months. Yeah, I kind of kept up with her mother on like Facebook, and I was like, cool. But I wasn't like looking for it. It was just there. You know how Facebook algorithms are. So one day I hit her up and I text her, and she did not text me back. So I was like, yo, I know Shorty got a new like career type thing, and she's doing her thing. And I was like, I was like, maybe she's, you know, she's busy. Just like, I don't know. I just kept it moving. And then like a couple weeks ago, I think, I hit her up and I was like, hey, what's up? You know, da da da. Just make sure you're good. Like, cause we used to talk daily to weekly to, you know, it was at least weekly, you know, we'd hang out too, you know? So I'm like, you know, just checking up on Shorty. And she responded that time. But then like a day or two later, she goes, hey, can you, like, basically, can we not do this ever again? I'm going to respect my relationship. So my thing was like, yeah, definitely. I was like, do your thing. But I felt like I wasn't disrespecting anything, to the point where it's like, she said she would respect her partner in the relationship, and I get that. But I was like, man, that was crazy. It kind of hurts, because I was like, damn, here's this person. I'm not a fan of this song. I know everyone loves Khalid, but it's every now and then I like him. But I was like, dang, that's crazy. That's crazy good. I'm happy for the relationship, happy for everything. And I'm mostly happy that I got closure, because I'm the type of person that, like, my brain won't stop. What's the word? It won't stop, like, clicking on something. Like, kind of like, not OCD per se, but like kind of like OCD. Like, what is this? What is this? Until it's answered. And so I'm glad she was like, hey, bitch, get bike, ho. And I was like, okay, yes, perfect. But I want that with, like, I don't require that from everyone, but I crave it from every person. And I'm just like, ah, hell, I didn't require it from her, but it really helped, because I'm like, you know, someone who you almost called family is like no longer whatever. So yeah. Ooh, chow. That neck crack was popping. Get it? Oh, shit. Whoa. Let's talk about my friend circle. I don't have a friend circle, but I do. I guess I do have a friend, like, crowd. A sporadic, like, here and there friend crowd that I've acquired here in little Atlanta. I do say sounds good right now. Like peach do say. Smack their lips. Kiss. Oh, I'm about to start rapping. Anyway, it's cool. I think here in Atlanta, I could acquire a good friend circle if I keep around the right people. With that being said, I don't know where they are. I'm trying to find them. I want them. Blah, blah, blah. I still have no, like, 0.5 of barely... I have zero masculine presenting female friends. Like, I don't know what the fuck that's about. And I was in a situation not too long ago where a friend was dating a friend only. She was. I don't think she's dating her anymore. This chick, and I met the chick. We linked up. Everybody, I met her. Everything was good. Gravy, Gucci, bandana, Prada, Dandada. Everything was great. It was good. And then I find out, like, a few months later, she's like, yeah, she didn't like you, Q. She, you know, she was jealous of, you know. I was like, and she's like, I don't know why, but I knew why. And this is like this weird, toxic female masculine thing that is in the, like, masculine gay female community. I don't even know what the hell. It's way too many, like, adjectives right now. I'm about to trip on my own words, but like there's something going on that I don't know what it is, but I there's definitely, let's for lack of a better term, studs that are friends with other studs that are like thriving. They're beautiful, they take dope pictures together. It's like, oh, friend goals bitch, like, for real. But then there's like other ones where you go out and, you know, you'll get stared down and you're just like, what the hell, I just walked into the room, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not all honest myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've definitely saw, like, a stud or been like, yeah, I'll fight her. Like, it's just weird, but I definitely, I'm getting out of that. I am almost out of that. Pretty sure I'm out of that. I can't. It's so weird. But yeah, I think it's like a ego thing, or maybe it's like a whose strap is bigger thing. It's a competitive thing that I don't know what we're even competing over. Like, you know, I have no idea. And it's weird, like, because I don't even know how to even initiate a friendship with somebody who I'm just like, hey, you have a lot of similar things to me, especially your clothing. I want to know what your mind is like. I want to know if we can, like, you know, collaborate on some things. Hey, I want to be able to just chill. But it's all, you know, I don't even know. Because most of my friends are people that are, like, are interested in me, or people who have been interested in me, and we've cut that off. Or, you know, past people who just kind of straggle still within my life in different ways. Or, you know, people who that, like, we don't really know what is going on, but we're hanging out. And it's like, oh. But it's always on that thin line of liking or loving or you know, some type of, like, relationship-esque thing. So I just want something that's completely platonic with yeah, whatever. Okay, this song sound dope. Petite Noir, The Fall, The King of Anxiety. Okay, that title of that album gives me anxiety. All right, so my alarm went off for me to wake up from my nap that I woke up an hour and a half ago from, because anxiety. Anyway, who sleeps when you have anxiety? Like, whatever. Some random things. My Twitter I've had for oh so many years, that I've had at one point, let go, had another point, and then I thrived off of it. I had gone semi-viral or something like that, and I got mad followers. But then I was influenced by so much black gay Twitter stuff that I was just talking too much. So I went to Twitter jail. Excuse me. I went to Twitter jail one day, and then not one day, I went to Twitter jail for like a week, and then another time I went to Twitter jail for like, fuck, I don't know. Oops. I went to Twitter jail for like 2 weeks, maybe. I forget how they do it. All of it hurt, though. Those hurt. And the last big bang boom was me saying something about black males. I didn't say black males. I definitely said something else. But it wasn't more so. It wasn't even bullying. It was just confirming their identity and then saying something afterward, which was, they always do this, da-da-da. Anyway. Basically, at the end of the day, the first time I went to Twitter jail was me specifying black males. And I was like, what? I was confused because, you know, because Twitter is full of a lot of bullfuckery. Like, I mean, there's porn, there's violence, there's abuse, there's a lot of crazy words being used on there. It's just a lot going on, but it's weird how they target different people or accounts or whatever for no reason. Like, not for no reason, but it's like, oh, we're going to get you for this. But then you're over here. But I remember the last time I got I got suspended, like the indefinitely one, I had retweeted something mad wild onto my timeline. And then after that, I didn't even tweet anything onto my timeline. It was literally a reply to someone else's tweet that got me banned. And I was like, this is outrageous. So I definitely had to look into this whole Twitter thing. And a lot of people were like, well, I gave up on Twitter because of their, you know, their half-assedness. You know, they're picking and choosing and everything like that. You know, I've heard that about Facebook too, because I've never had an issue with Facebook, nor do I pay that much attention to Facebook. But people who do go in on Facebook have gotten like Facebook jail. I don't know what it is. They ban you for 24 hours or something like that. And I'm like, whoo, child, like that's crazy. Because I'm like, Facebook is, to me, is just like, I don't know, a weird spot. But you know, these apps are crazy. And but for me, Twitter is a great place for me, because I get to talk to people. Interacting with people is dope for me. And I get to do it like any time of day I want. So yeah, I figured where I was going with that, because this song is like not my Rubik's Cube. Boom Clap Bachelors, Titan Flavor. What? I swear, you ever read like titles of songs and artists, you all of a sudden you're like, wow, what was school for? Because I don't understand these combination of letters. All like, I guess you being artsy and creative, but like, what? I need you're the thing, your thing to come with Hooked on Phonics. I need some phonetics explained here. Thank you. Nah. So I have a new Twitter now, at super duper qq. So two Q's instead of just one Q. Feels weird, but whatever, I'll take it. I'm not doing anything special on that when I'm just chilling, honestly. So follow me if you want to. I don't give a finuck. I got the iPhone 11 Pro Max. Max Pro. I have no idea the title of the phone. It's pretty. It's almost the same size as my last 8 Plus. Like, what is you doing? I moved over to Apple for the aesthetics. And now I'm here. I'm trapped back here because I'm like, I still love you guys' aesthetics. You guys. I don't consider myself an Apple user. Nah. But like, 13, the iOS 13 operating software, I think they call it, is trash. Hello. Trash as ever. It just does what it wants to do. Glitches out the wazoo. I haven't gone outside to take any pictures yet, but the selfies are dope. I haven't really utilized the 3-camera thingy. I have no idea what. Like, I got the Max because of the size of it. No, that's different. Hold on. Yeah, no. No, I got the Max for the 3 cameras. I was like, my mind will go hard. Like, go the whole, you know, 100 yards. But, yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, I'm gonna wrap this shit up because I have not much else to say. Honestly, I can't get back on this podcast without a guest speaker, an interviewer, somebody, an interviewee. I literally am boring. I realize that I'm in a transition period in my life where I don't even know what's going on half the time. I'm trying to be positive, but life is hard. Life is hard right now, emotionally, financially, friendshiply, lovely, lovingly, relationship, everything, all the ships, all the connections. Everything's hard, but I'm smiling. You can hear. I know you can hear it. So I'm trying to keep on top. When I do the next podcast, it's I'm gonna keep fucking with my frizzans that I mentioned earlier. I'm going to have this thing popping with some company. So yeah, I appreciate y'all listening. No one ever gives me feedback on my podcast, which is cool. So I'm going to keep doing the same bullshit until y'all do. Because I love me some good criticism, some critiques, some criticism, some feedback, whatever you want to call it. The flack, I need all of it. The flack, no insurance, all flack, baby. What? What? Okay. I want all the flack, no duck, no duck sauce. I feel like I should do a rhyme, but I don't have a beat. I need a beat. Drop that. Oh man. What? Yeah, it's not gonna happen. All right. Much love, peace, and hair grease. Follow me at Super Duper Cute Instagram, Twitter, Super Duper QQ, and keep doing what you do. Be blessed. Pray. Pray to your gods. Pray to your crystals. Keep positive. Do right by people. Don't walk into the wrong apartment and shoot the resident that lives there. Simple shit in life, you know. Just keep it gravy. Keep it moving. And every day, try to make somebody smile. All right, with love, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.